Wonderful, wonderful Jesus.
奇妙，奇妙的耶稣。
Dear Lord Jesus, we gather together in your name.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们奉你的名聚集在一起。
We come with hungry hearts.
我们带着饥渴的心来到这里。
Each one of us desires to know you better.
我们每一位都渴望更多的认识你。
We're here, Lord, seeking for you.
主，我们在这里要寻求你。
Ask you to manifest yourself to every person.
我们恳求你向每一位来显现。
In every gathering, make yourself known to us.
在我们每一次的聚会，让你自己向我们来显现。
Let our hearts receive you.
让我们的心来领受你。
We thank you for your presence.
我们谢谢你的同在。
Oh Lord, give us greater hunger, greater longing for you.
主，求你赐给我们更大的饥渴，更大的渴慕对着你。
If we miss you, we miss everything worth having.
如果我们错过你，我们就错过了一切值得拥有的。
Pour out your spirit on each student.
求你倾倒下你的圣灵在每一位学员的身上。
Let us hear what you have to say to us.
让我们来倾听你今天要对我们说的话。
We want to be like Mary, just gather around your feet today.
我们愿意像玛利亚一样，今天就是来聚集在你的脚前。
It's so wonderful to be in your presence.
在你的同在里是何等的美好。
Have your way, have your way.
求你按你自己的意思行。
In Jesus' precious name, Amen.
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名， Amen.
This is the day the Lord has made.
这是耶和华所定的日子。
We're going to rejoice in His presence.
我们要在他的同在里高兴欢喜。
If you've come hungry, He's going to feed you with the bread of heaven.
如果你带着饥渴的心来到这里，他就要以天上的粮来供应你，满足你。
Oh, I want Him to increase my hunger for Him.
哦，我愿意他再来加增我对他的饥渴。
And He pour out His Holy Spirit upon us.
他倾倒他的圣灵在我们当中。
The Holy Spirit is often like a river glorious.
圣灵是一道荣耀的江河。
Sister Alice is going to sing to us about that glorious river of the Holy Spirit.
圣秋姐妹要跟我们唱这首歌，是关于这荣耀的江河。
Sister Alice.
Hallelujah, 赞美耶稣，赞美神。
Amen.
神之完美平安，如江河柔软，日日更见丰满，层层更加增。渗透一切艰难，心中有异能，流尽高山平原，洞中有宁静，靠托住耶和华，心灵的富饶， 心神不变，有安息平安，因与救主受刑，安稳而欢喜，何时不能相亲，地前我无损，任凭明日如何，我心无焦灼，却无计慌忙迫，我灵小中靠托主耶和华，心灵的福乐，心神不变恩诺，有安息平安，任何喜乐患难，全由神依赖，每时每刻每天，主爱说安排，一日说行何事，要全靠托主，靠主良善行事，靠主无差误，靠托主耶和华，心灵的福乐，心神不变恩诺，有安息平安，靠托主耶和华，心灵的福乐，心神不变恩，有安息平安。哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美神。哦，我们的主，他乃是赐福的神。我们要更多的回到这一个源头，我们可以到这个源头来欢然取水。哦，在耶稣基督里头，神说要赐给我们一切的福分，然后他就是那一个平安。哦，哈利路亚，和平的君，平安的王，赞美耶稣。即使我们在这个世上有任何的患难逼迫，但是哦，他是我们的藏身之处，他也将他自己的平安要赏赐给我们，因为他说他所赐的平安不是世人所赐的。赞美耶稣。哦，主啊，使得让我们的心紧紧的来依靠你。哦，让我们知道主你乃是我们得胜的秘诀。哦，我们要靠着主来得胜有余，在凡事上得胜有余。主，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Our lesson today is finding Jesus in our daily life.
我们今天的主题是在每天的生活中寻见耶稣。
We read in Jeremiah 29:13, You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
我们在耶利米书29:13读到，你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
That's how we are today. We're seeking him with all our heart.
这就是我们今天所做的，我们在全心地寻求他。
What is the Lord seeking for you today?
今天主向你所求的是什么呢？
He is looking all over the world for a friend.
他在遍查全地寻找一位朋友。
He wants a friend who will walk with him in the daily life.
他要得着一位朋友在每天的生活中与他同行。
Oh, he wants to fully possess us, body, soul, and spirit.
他渴望完全地占有我们的灵魂体。
He desires to manifest himself to us and make our heart his home.
他渴望向我们彰显他的自己，使我们的心成为他的家。
One of the saddest stories in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8.
圣经里最悲哀的故事之一是在创世纪三章八节。
And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。
God wanted nothing more than to have fellowship with Adam and Eve.
神一心只想要与亚当夏娃相交。
It was such a heartbreak for him that they were hiding from him.
当他们躲避神的面，神的心是何等的难过。
And what made them hide was sin in their heart.
是他们心中的罪使得他们藏起来。
In the same book of Genesis, we find in chapter 5, verse 24.
在同一本书《创世纪》五章二十四节，我们发现。
And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
以诺与神同行，神将他取去，他就不再是了。
Yes, God and Enoch can become friends.
是的。神跟以诺成了好朋友。
They had walked together every day.
他们每天一起同行。
And God said one day to Enoch, let's go home.
有一天神跟以诺说，我们回家吧。
He said, we're closer to my house than yours.
他说，我们现在离我的家比你家更近了。
So God took Enoch.Home with him.
所以神把以诺带回天家。
Down through the ages, God has sought for a man to be his friend.
历史历代以来，神一直在寻找人成为他的朋友。
That's why he created Adam and Eve.
那就是为什么他创造了亚当和夏娃。
Well, God found a friend in Abraham and others.Like Moses and David.
神找到了亚伯拉罕做他的朋友，还有其他人，像是摩西和大卫。
And yet, he's still looking for a friend.
然而他还在寻找朋友。
He calls all of us to be his friend, as our Lord Jesus says.
他呼召我们所有人做他的朋友，正如我们的主耶稣所说的。
He says, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you.
他说，你们若遵行我所吩咐你的，就是我的朋友了。
How does this friendship begin?
这友情是怎样开始的呢？
The writer to the Hebrews tells us today, if you will hear his voice, listen.
希伯来书的作者写道，你们今日若听他的话，听。
Yes, we have to open our ears.
是的，我们必须要开通我们的耳朵。
He's calling today and every day.
他今天每一天都在呼唤我们。
Don't miss him.
不要错过他。
It's easy to say we are too busy with our work and our family and perhaps our ministry.
我们很容易会说太忙了，我们在忙着我们的工作、家庭，也许还有我们的事工。
But if we miss him, we miss everything worth having.
但是如果我们错过他，我们就错失了一切值得拥有的。
2 Corinthians chapter 6 tells us, Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
哥林多后书六章二节告诉我们，看哪，现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。
We hear our call found in James chapter 4, verse 8.
在雅各书四章八节，我们可以听到我们的呼召。
Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Oh yes, we see it is our part to draw near.
是的，我们看到亲近神是我们这边的责任。
God goes with a lighted lamp all over the world, searching for someone that's seeking for him.
圣灵的大光遍察全地，在寻找那些要他的人。
It's our responsibility to take the time to come into his presence.
这是我们的责任，花时间来到他的同在里。
And listen to his voice.
来聆听他的声音。
Oh, there are other voices shouting at us, the world, the flesh, and our self-life to draw us away.
哦，有一些别的声音正在向我们叫嚣着，是世界、肉体和己生命的声音，他们牵拉着我们远离神。
Each day, as we open God's word and listen,For his voice calling.
每一天我们打开神的话语，聆听他的声音正在呼召我们。
He's ever so gently saying, Come apart and enjoy the comfort and encouragement only he can give us.
哦，他的声音是这样的温柔，他在呼唤我们来到我这里来，来享受只有我能给你的安慰和鼓励。
Enoch and Abraham enjoyed his presence in their daily walk and obeyed him without question.
以诺和亚伯拉罕在他们每天与神的同行里享受他的同在，毫不迟疑地顺服神。
I remember when God spoke to Abraham and said, Leave your country and come follow me.
我们记得神对亚伯拉罕说，你要离开你的本地、本族、本家来跟随我。
He immediately obeyed.
他立即就顺服了。
And even when he was asked to offer as a sacrifice his son Isaac, he obeyed.
甚至当神要求他把他的独生子以撒献上为祭的时候，他也顺从了。
He didn't wait 2 or 3 days.To decide whether he would or not.
他没有等两三天来决定他是不是要顺从。
The scripture tells us early in the morning he got up and went to offer Isaac to God.
圣经告诉我们，清早他就起来，到山上把他的儿子献上为祭。
Both of these men, both Enoch and Abraham,Enjoyed his presence in their daily walk.
以诺和亚伯拉罕，他们每天都在享受与神同行。
Another friend, Moses, was willing to draw near to God when all others refused to do it.
神另外一位朋友摩西也乐意亲近神，与他面对面，当所有其他人都拒绝来见神。
They were afraid to draw near to God.
他们惧怕来亲近神。
They said, Oh Moses, You speak to God and you tell us what he says.
他们说，摩西，你自己向神说话，你来告诉我们神对你说的话。
Because I saw a fire on the mountain.
因为他们看到西乃山上的烈火。
Our God is a consuming fire.
我们的神就是烈火。
He only uses that fire to destroy sin in our life.
他用那烈火是要来除去我们生命中的罪。
Moses drew near to God.
摩西亲近神。
And when he came down from Mount Sinai, remember his whole face was full of the glory of God.
记得当他从西乃山上下来，他的面皮发光。
Another friend we read in the Old Testament is King David.
在旧约另外一位神的朋友，我们读到是大卫。
Yes, many people point out that he had sin in his life.
是的，很多人指出大卫在他的生命中有罪，失败了。
But David believed in the mercy and the love of God and repented.
但大卫相信神的慈爱和怜悯，他悔改了。
Oh, he did that because he wanted to come back into his presence.
Oh, 他这样做是因为他渴望回到神的同在里。
The scripture tells us he became a man after God's own heart.
圣经告诉我们，他成为一个合神心意的人。
Does that describe us? Are we men and women after God's own heart?
这句话是否可以用来描述我们呢？我们是不是一个合神心意的男人或女人呢？
Oh, you may say, I chose Jesus as my Savior a long time ago.
你可能会说，我很早以前就接受耶稣做我的救主了。
But are you neglecting fellowship with him in the daily life?
但你是否在日常生活中忽略了与他的相交呢？
He told us to pray, give us this day our daily bread.
他教导我们这样祷告，我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
He also calls himself the bread of life.
他称他自己为生命的粮。
If we miss feeding on him, we become empty.
如果我们错过了吃他喝他，我们就变得空空的。
If we continue not feeding on him, we start to starve.
如果我们继续没有吃他喝他，我们就饿得要死。
We don't even realize what is happening to us.
我们甚至没有意识到发生在我们身上的事。
David cried to the Lord, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee.
大卫向神呼喊，神啊，你是我的神，早晨我要切切地寻求你。
My soul thirsts for thee, my flesh longs for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is.
我的灵渴想你，在干旱疲乏无水之地，我的心切慕你。
That's what God is looking for in us.
这就是神在我们当中所寻求的。
He wants us to say, early, I want to seek you.
他要我们来说，我早晨一早就要来寻求你。
Early in the morning, when we first wake up, we should tell him we love him.
我们早晨一醒来就要告诉他我们爱慕他。
And because we love him, we want to walk with him all through the day.
因为我们爱他，我们渴望一整天与他同行。
Isaiah gives us a prophecy regarding our Lord Jesus in chapter 50.
在以赛亚书五十章，以赛亚发出关于我们主耶稣的预言。
He wakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear.
主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听。
That should be true about us. He does awaken us morning by morning.
这也应当是我们的情形。他的确每天每早晨提醒我们。
He gives us our fresh breath first thing in the morning.
他每早晨第一件事就是赐给我们新鲜的气息。
As we remember our Savior, we realize He constantly was with the Father early in the morning.
当我们想到我们的救主，我们知道他从清晨一早起来就一直与父同在。
Or sometimes all night he was seeking to know his Father's will.
有时是一整夜他都在寻求父的旨意。
He wanted direction for the next day.
他要得着父对下一天的带领。
I always marvel that before he chose the 12 disciples, he spent the whole night seeking his Father's will.
我很惊讶，在他拣选十二个门徒之前，他花了一整夜来寻求父的旨意。
Jesus was always in constant fellowship with his Father.
主耶稣一直都在与父有不间断的交通。
He promised us a helper before he went to the cross. He said he will be within you.
在他上十字架之前，他向我们应许赐下圣灵帮助者。他说他要常与你们同在。
He's there to the Holy Spirit. He's there to remind you of the things Jesus spoke.
圣灵与你们同在，要来提醒你们主耶稣曾对你们说过的话。
Oh, how we need to get alone with him.
Oh, 我们何等需要单独与他同在。
This is most important for cell group leaders.
这对小组的领袖来说是最重要的。
And it's a great benefit for all of us.
但对我们所有人也都大有益处。
I said to one of the teachers yesterday, What I'm sharing is something I need to hear myself.
昨天我对我们其中一位老师说，我跟大家分享的是我自己最需要听的。
Message the Lord gives us is for each one of us, teacher, student, friends.
神所赐给我们的信息是为着我们每一位的，包括老师们、同工们、朋友们。
We need to close the door and cry out, Jesus, I love you.
我们需要关上门向他呼求，耶稣，我爱你。
My heart belongs to you.
我的心属于你。
I desire you more than anything else in the world.
我渴慕你超过世上其他的一切。
And while we're there in his presence, we enjoy such a wonderful stillness in our heart.
当我们在他的同在里，我们是这样的享受我们心中他同在的宁静。
And when we go out into the world, we need to whisper to him throughout the day, I'm yours, Jesus.
当我们回到世界上做事情，我们一整天都要对他说，耶稣，我是你的。
I just want you and your wonderful will for my life.
我只要你和你对我生命美好的旨意。
We can worship him through the day with a song in our heart.
在一天之中，我们可以以一首诗歌来敬拜他。
Let that song linger throughout the day.
让那首歌一整天都萦绕在我们心里。
Now Job, going through all those problems he had, he found that God gives songs in the night.
约伯在他一切的患难中发现，神使人夜间歌唱。
Yes, there are many trials in our lives, many testings, many hard places.
是的，在我们的生命中有很多的试炼，很多的试探，很多的难处。
But God gives a song even in the night.
但神即使在夜间，在黑暗里，也赐给我们一首诗歌。
All we have to do is look at Peter and Paul. They were in the middle of the prison, and they were singing a song.
我们只需要看一看保罗和彼得，当他们在监狱中的时候，他们还在唱诗敬拜神。
Oh, there's such wonderful hymns that could ring in our heart. Faith is the victory is one of them.
Oh, 有很多美好的诗歌可以在我们的心里萦绕，包括信心就是得胜。
The Lord will give you a song if you listen.
如果你注意倾听，神也会给你一首诗歌。
Even if it's in the night, if you have more free time at night, sit down quietly before him and let him restore you.
如果你在晚上有更多的时间，你可以安静地坐在他面前，让他来恢复你。
I'm not really a very good morning person.
我不是一个很习惯早起的人。
I find myself more alert late afternoon and evening.
我发现我在下午还有晚上的时间精神更好。
So, I spend time with him in the morning, but I also like to spend time before I go to bed.
所以我是在早上花时间与他同在，但我在晚上睡觉前更加的花时间与他同在。
We begin the day with him and we end the day with him.
我们早上跟他在一起开始这一天，在晚上跟他在一起结束这一天。
But throughout the day, we need to turn our attention within and say to him, Lord, I belong to you only.
但是在一整天之中，我们需要常常把注意力转向他，对他说，主，我单单的属于你。
I'm yours.
我是你的。
I want to walk with you all through the day.
我渴望一整天与你同行。
You can whisper those words of love to him within your heart as you're sweeping the floor.
当你扫地的时候，你也可以在心里向他轻声地说爱的言语。
Or maybe you're out taking a walk.
或者当你在散步的时候。
Sometimes as you're walking, you can just let your heart go out to him. Jesus, I desire you.
有的时候当你走路的时候，你就可以把心举起来对他说，哦，耶稣，我要你。
I've heard some tell me that they, teachers tell me that they walk every morning with their husband.
有些老师告诉我，他们每天早晨跟先生一起散步。
And another couple told me they walk together at night.
另外一对夫妇告诉我，他们每天晚上一起散步。
My husband and I often say, let's not talk.
我先生跟我常常我们这样说，我们散步的时候不要讲话。
Let's just be quiet as we walk.
让我们就是安静的走路。
And that way, we can turn our hearts toward Jesus and talking to him.
这样我们就可以把心转向耶稣，跟他说话。
Whether you walk with some or you walk alone, we should be conversing with him throughout the day.
不管你是跟别人一起散步，还是你单独的走路，你都要一整天跟他不断的交谈。
Be like Enoch, he walked with God.
要像以诺一样与神同行。
And God took him.
神就把他取去了。
He desires us moment by moment.
他每一时刻都在可想着我们。
That's why he created us.
那就是为什么他创造了我们。
That we might have fellowship together with him.
好让我们跟他一起相交。
You can satisfy his heart with a new song that comes from your heart.
你可以向他唱一首新诗来满足他的心，是从你心里发出的。
It doesn't matter if you have a good voice or not.
你的声音好不好听一点都不重要。
Lord doesn't look for perfection. He just looks for the song of love from your heart.
神要的不是一个完美的声音，他只是要你心里面对他发出赞美。
Sing to him.
向他来唱。
He's waiting to hear your voice.
他在等着听你的声音。
Quickly run to him.
快快地奔向他。
Connect with him.
跟他连上。
Family problems, sometimes house problems, car problems, or sickness even. No matter the situation, still we can have peace as we turn to him.
家庭问题，房子的问题，车子的问题，有时甚至是疾病，不管是什么状况，我们都可以保持平安，当我们转向他。
Recently, this year, two of our teachers have been in problems with sickness.
最近我们有两位老师遭遇疾病。
One was personal illness, the other was illness of their husband.
一个是他自己身上的疾病，另外是他的先生有疾病。
Or with their wife.
或者他的妻子。
Like Pastor Lynn.
就像林牧师。
But through it all, they both testified, all three testify, that they had such peace as they turned to Jesus within their heart.
但是在整个过程中，他们三位证明他们心里面有这样的大平安，当他们转向耶稣。
The Lord didn't promise us that we would be free from trouble and problems.
神并没有应许我们不会有患难和难处。
He actually said that in the world you'll have tribulation.
他反而说在世上你们有苦难。
He said, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world.
但他说你们可以放心，我已经胜过这世界。
How did they have peace when everything seemed to be upsetting?
当一切的患难来临的时候，他们的心怎样保持这样的平安呢？
They turned to Jesus in the middle of the situation.
因为他们在一切的状况中转向耶稣。
They had him living within them.
因为他们有耶稣住在他们的里面。
And they could bring the situation quickly to him.
他们可以把这些状况快快地带到耶稣的面前。
And all, every one of them gave witness that they were filled with peace.
他们每一位都做见证，说他们里面满了平安。
And the Lord took care of them and their spouses.
主接管了他们和他们的配偶。
He wants us to live in that constant communion with him day in and day out.
主要我们每一天与他有不间断的交通。
He is the Prince of Peace.
他就是平安之王。
He wants to be your peace.
他渴望成为你的平安。
And if you practice turning to him every time, every day, you will find that he is your peace.
如果你每天每时刻操练，不断地转向他，你就会发现他就是你的平安。
It's good to practice it even on happy days and times when we're full of faith.
在快乐的日子，当我们满了信心的时候，我们可以这样操练。
That's why when the trouble came, these dear teachers knew their peace was in him.
那就是当患难来临的时候，这些亲爱的老师们都发现在他们里面有大平安。
They turned quickly to that fountain of life.
他们快快地转向了那生命的泉源。
And I know he has that for each one of us.
我知道他们每一位都有平安。
When you begin to play an instrument like the violin, you may start out and it's not so easy, and people don't even appreciate the noise you make.
当你开始操练一个乐器的时候，比如说拉小提琴，刚开始练习的时候，你发出的声音不是很好听，甚至别人都不喜欢听。
If you're faithful every day, soon it becomes better and easier.
但如果你忠心的每天操练，很快就会变得更好，更容易。
Eventually, you can play something that is a blessing to others.
最终你可以弹一首很好听的曲子，成为别人的祝福。
That's why it's important. Every day is so important that we practice.
那就是为什么每一天都很重要，我们需要来操练。
We practice waiting in his presence.
我们操练在他的面前等候他。
We practice taking time to be alone with him.
我们操练花时间单独与他同在。
Partake of his spirit.
来领受他的灵。
Then when the trial comes or the trouble comes, we're connected to him already.
然后当试炼和难处来临的时候，我们已经与他连结了。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, 赞美主。
After you have made that morning contact with your beloved, go through the day, keeping in touch with him by praising him.
在你早晨与良人亲近之后，一整天继续借着赞美保持与他的连结。
David says in Psalm 118, "This is the day the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it."
大卫在诗篇118篇24节写道，这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
Sing songs if you're all alone.
在你单独一个人的时候向他唱诗。
Make it a habit to praise him on the way to work.
养成一个习惯在上班的路上赞美他。
You may be in a lot of traffic, but your heart can be praising him.
虽然路上交通很拥挤，但是你的心可以来赞美他。
By the time you get to work, you'll be full of the joy of the Lord.
当你来到上班的地方，你的心里已经满了主的喜乐。
For you wives and mothers, when you're at the kitchen stove so many hours cooking the dinner, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
你们做母亲的，花很多的时间在厨房做饭。当你们做饭的时候，可以一直的来赞美主，赞美主。
Because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
因为耶和华的喜乐是我们的力量。
St. Paul tells us in everything give thanks.
圣保罗告诉我们要凡事谢恩。
He says rejoice always.
他说要常常喜乐。
And he practiced doing what he said, even in prison, to rejoice always.
他实在活出了他所说的，即使在监狱中，他也常常喜乐。
We can do this as we recognize Christ within us.
当我们意识到基督就在我们里面，我们就可以做到这些。
Well, when I was in the office working, you couldn't praise the Lord outside.Vocally, but you could praise him in your heart.
当我在公司上班的时候，我不可能在外边发出声来赞美神，但是我可以在心里赞美神。
I had to get up from my desk to go to the counter to wait on somebody paying their bill.
我需要从我的办公桌起来，然后走到柜台前，等待别人来付账单。
But I couldSpeak within my heart to Jesus and say, "Oh Jesus, I love you."
在我走路的时候，我就可以在心里对耶稣说，哦，耶稣，我爱你。
And one day, I had a customer at the counter, and I took his payment. He was a tall, dark man, and he said when I gave him his receipt, he said, Do you know Jesus Christ is your Savior?
有一天，当我走到柜台前，有一个顾客付了账单。那个顾客是个子高高的，肤色很黑。他对我说：“你认识耶稣是你的救主吗？”
I said, "Oh yes, I do." He said, "I thought so."
我说：“是的，我认识。”然后他说：“哦，我觉得也是。”
And he smiled, and his face was full of joy.
他就笑起来，他的脸上充满了喜乐。
You know, if we're loving Jesus, if we're speaking to him, people will notice.
你知道，如果我们爱耶稣，如果我们常常跟耶稣交谈，人们就会注意到。
That's why he is asking us to keep in touch with him.
那就是为什么他要我们继续不断地与他连接。
Do it 24 hours out of the day.
要一天24小时这样做。
Even if you have to wake up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom. On the way there, oh Jesus, I love you, I belong to you.
即使在你夜间要起来上卫生间，在你走到卫生间的过程中，你也可以跟他说，oh, 耶稣，我爱你。
It'll bring you into closer fellowship with him.
那就带领你进入一个跟他更亲密的相交。
You'll start to be best friends.
你们就可以成为最好的朋友。
Speaking about rejoicing, we remember how Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven, because you've hidden things from the wise and prudent, but you revealed them to babes.
当我们谈到喜乐，我们想起主耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。
And another time in the Gospel of John, he says, I thank you that you always hear me.
在另外一个地方，约翰福音，他说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你常常听我。
That was when he had gone to the tomb to raise Lazarus from the dead.
那是他来到拉撒路的坟墓前，要使拉撒路从死里复活的时候说的。
Jesus said that for our benefit. He said, because Father, I know you always hear me, but I'm saying this so they know that you hear me.
他说这话是为了我们的好处。他说，父啊，我知道你常常听我，但我这样说好让众人知道。
And because God heard him, Lazarus came right out of the grave. Lazarus heard his voice.
因为神听了他的祷告，拉撒路立即就从坟墓里出来了，因为拉撒路听到了他的声音。
I heard one preacher say, if he hadn't said Lazarus, they all would have come out of the grave.
我们听到一位牧者这样说，如果他没有提拉撒路的名字，所有的死人都要从坟墓里出来了。
Oh, glory to God. We have a wonderful Savior.
Oh, 荣耀归给神，我们有一位奇妙的救主。
Sometimes we feel we don't have much hunger or thirst for him.
有的时候我们感到我们对耶稣的饥渴减少了。
Maybe we've gotten too caught up with the things that are going on in our daily life.
也许那是因为我们被日常生活中所发生的事过多的占据。
But we can ask him to make us hungry for him.
但我们可以请求他使我们对他饥渴。
We can say, draw me, I will run after you.
我们可以说，吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
Just like the bride says in the Song of Solomon, draw me, I will run after you.
就像雅歌里那位新妇所说的，吸引我，我们就快跑地跟随你。
That's what we've been asking the Lord for today, that he would draw you, he would draw me after him.
这就是我们今天向神所求的，愿他来吸引我，愿他来吸引你，快跑地跟随他。
As Jesus told us in John chapter 6, no one can come to me unless the Father draws him.
因为主耶稣在约翰福音六章六十五节告诉我们，若不是我父的吸引，没有人能到我这里来。
So our cry is, oh, draw us, draw us, we'll run after you.
哦，我们的呼喊就是吸引我，吸引我，我们就要快跑地跟随你。
Today, this day, he's here to draw us after him in a new way.
今天就是今天，他在这里以全新的方式吸引我们来跟随他。
So that every waking moment, our thoughts will be about him.
好让我们醒着的每一个时刻都在思念他。
We live by a life that is not our own. We live by the life of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us.
我们不是凭自己的生命而活，我们是因神儿子的生命而活，他是爱我们，为我们舍己。
He lives within us.
他就活在我们的里面。
He's not far away on a mountaintop. He's within us.
他不是远远的在高山上，他就住在我们的里面。
That's where we're going to find him more greatly.
在那里，我们将要更丰满的寻见他。
He desires to take full possession of us as we surrender our life to him.
他渴望更完全地占有我们，当我们把自己的生命降服于他。
Any of you have memorized what Paul said in Romans 12? Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
你们都记得保罗在罗马书十二章一节所说的话，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Yes, our bodies belong to him.
是的，我们的身体属于他。
He wants to come and indwell them.
他渴望临到我们，居住在我们的身体里。
He wants to draw us all day long to him.
他渴望一整天都吸引我们。
So that waking or sleeping or eating or drinking, the running current of our thoughts are for him.
以至于无论醒着、睡着、或吃或喝，我们心中涌流的思潮都是耶稣。
Each day is so important.
每一天都是如此的重要。
This is the day the Lord has made.
今天就是耶和华所定的日子。
We can never do in eternity what he's called us to do in time.
在永世里，我们不再有机会做他在今生呼召我们所做的事。
Today is the day the Lord has made.
今天就是主所定的日子。
He's given us opportunity to find him and walk with him.
他赐给我们机会来寻见他，来与他同行。
You say, oh, maybe next month when I have more free time or when I'm on vacation, then I'll seek for him.
你说也许到下个月我有更多的机会，度假的时候我要来寻求他。
But we don't know if there is a tomorrow.
但我们并不知道明天是否会来临。
It's today that's so important.
是今天，今天是这样的重要。
Don't miss today by regretting yesterday or hoping for tomorrow.
不要错过了今天，花时间在懊悔昨天或者期望明天。
May he open our eyes to see he is near.
愿他开我们的眼睛，看见他离我们是这样的近。
May he show us our need of him to be more surrendered to him in our daily life.
愿他向我们显示我们多么的需要他，需要在每天的生活中更加的降服于他。
He wants us 100% given over to him so that he might live out his life among us.
他要我们百分之百的弃绝给他, 好让他可以在我们中间活出他的生命。
He wants to live his life among our families, our friends, and our companions.
他渴望在我们的家庭里，在朋友之间、同伴之间活出他的生命。
You'll be a better wife. You'll be a better husband if Jesus is living his life out through you.
如果耶稣从你里面活出他的生命，你将成为一个更好的先生，更好的妻子。
You'll be a better son or daughter if he's living out his life in you.
如果他在你里面活出他的生命，你将成为一个更好的儿子或者女儿。
It'll be heaven on earth to walk in fellowship with him day by day.
每一天每时每刻与他同行，与他相交，这是在地如在天的生活。
And even to walk moment by moment.
甚至是每时每刻。
We're kept in his love.
我们被保守在他的爱里。
He gives us his life from above.
他从上面赐给我们他的生命。
Oh, I'm going to ask Sister Alice to sing that beautiful song for us, moment by moment.
我们现在请圣秋姐妹为我们唱那首美丽的诗歌，时时刻刻。
Sister Alice.
与基督同死，他死算我死；与基督同起，我有他生命；与基督同生，我超过此世。主时时刻刻，我归于你名。我时时刻刻蒙他爱保守，我时时刻刻从他的生命，我时时刻刻在他前等候，我时时刻刻归于他的名。没有一失恋，他是不同在；没有一种淡，他是不与共；没有一痛苦，他是不同悲。我时时刻刻在他眷顾中，我时时刻刻蒙他爱保守，我时时刻刻从他的生命，我时时刻刻在他前等候。我时时刻刻归于他的名，没有一寂寞，没有一感伤，没有一叹息，没有一郁闷。没有一艰难担在宝座上，他时时刻刻思念他的人，我时时刻刻蒙他爱保守。我时时刻刻从他的生命，我时时刻刻在他前等候，我时时刻刻归于他的名。 没有一人若他不臣服主，没有一疾病他不能医治，时时刻刻无论是乐是苦，耶稣救主与我同行之，我时时刻刻蒙他保守，我时时刻刻从他的生命，我时时刻刻在他前的后，我时时刻刻归于他的名，我时时刻刻蒙他保守，我时时刻刻从他的生命，我时时刻刻在他前等候，我时时刻刻归于他的。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你，耶稣。
It's so wonderful that he keeps us moment by moment.
何等的奇妙，他每时每刻以他的爱保守我们。
And we must be aware that the enemy attempts by all means to distract us from that one thing needful.
但我们必须清楚地意识到，仇敌千方百计地使我们分心，离开那不可少的一件事。
As Jesus said to Martha, there's only one thing needful.
那就是耶稣对马大说的，那不可少的只有一件事。
And that one thing is to be connected to the Lord Jesus Christ.
那一件事就是与我们的主耶稣基督连接。
Even though the enemy has many times attempted to draw us away, Jesus left us a helper, the Holy Spirit.
虽然仇敌很多次的试探我们，要把我们吸引离开主，但是耶稣为我们留下一位帮助者，圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is always waiting to draw us back into His presence.
圣灵一直在等着吸引我们回到他的同在里。
He's the Spirit of Truth, and He'll lead us to the feet of Jesus.
他是真理的灵，他要引领我们到耶稣的脚前。
We must quickly turn to Jesus living within and tell him, You rule.
我们必须快快地转向里面内住的耶稣，对他说，你来掌权。
Rule over all that concerns us.
你掌管着一切关乎我们的事。
When we're tempted to be discouraged, don't waste time.Come right back to recognize Jesus within.
当我们被试探而灰心，不要浪费时间，要立即回转，意识到里面的耶稣。
And release all your concerns into His hands.
把你一切的挂虑都卸在他的手中。
Yes, God is still looking for a man or woman who will be His friend.
是的，神仍然在寻找人成为他的朋友，无论是男是女。
He reveals his secrets to the person who has intimate fellowship with him.
他把他的秘密启示给那些与他亲密相交的人。
He comes to that person on a most ordinary day.
他会在一个最普通的日子临到那个人。
He finds them seeking him in the daily life.
他发现他们在每日的生活中寻求神。
He meets them one-on-one and shares his heart with them.
他单独与他们相会，把他自己的心意向他们分享。
He did this with his friend Abraham when he was considering Sodom and Gomorrah.
当他要毁灭索多玛和俄摩拉的时候，他这样告诉他的朋友亚伯拉罕。
They talked it over together.
他们一起商量谈论这件事。
David found that out too in Psalm 25. He says the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him.
大卫也发现了这一点。在诗篇二十五篇十四节，他说：“耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密。”
And he will show them his will, his covenant.
他必将自己的约、自己的旨意指示他们。
Jesus our Lord tells us the same in John 15.
我们的主耶稣也在约翰福音十五章告诉我们同样的信息。
No longer do I call you servants, for the servant doesn't know what his master is doing, but I've called you friends.
以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友。
For all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you.
因我从我父所听见的，已经都告诉你们了。
Lord Jesus, you see today there are many of us gathered together. We desire to be your friend.
主耶稣，你看到我们今天有这么多的家人聚集在你的面前，我们都渴望做你的朋友。
We want to be your friend secretly in our private times alone with you.
让我们在私下与你独处的时候，我们渴望做你秘密的朋友。
We turn from everything else to be united to you in our daily life.
在每天的生活中，我们要转离其他的一切，与你联合。
Draw us to run after you to be your faithful friend.
求你吸引我们来快跑地跟随你，让我们成为你忠心的朋友。
You are truly our faithful friend. That sticks closer than a brother or a sister.
你实在是我们最信实的朋友，你比弟兄姐妹跟我们更亲密。
Let us make a surrender to you today of our daily life.
让我们今天就把每日的生活献给你。
Let us live for you moment by moment.
让我们每时每刻都为你而活。
That you may possess us wholly.
好让你完全地占有我们。
And we will walk together as friends.
我们就像朋友一样一起同行。
We can share everything with you that we don't share with anyone else.
我们可以跟你分享我们无法与别人分享的东西。
Because you know us better than anyone else.
因为你了解我们超过任何其他的人。
And you love us more than anyone else could possibly love us.
你爱我们超过其他任何人可能爱我们的程度。
We accept your invitation to be your friend.
我们接受你今天的邀请，成为你的朋友。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名， Amen.
Oh, 是的，主耶稣，谢谢你今天的教导。Oh, 主啊，求你更深的来吸引我们，带领我们每一天都能够分别时间单独与你相处。主啊，像大卫一样与你亲近。哦，主啊， 哦，主啊，让我们在每日每一天都来操练。每一天我们有一个心智，就是要来遇见你。哦，发现你就住在我们里面，时刻与我们同在。哦，主啊，求你再来做厉害的吸引。哦，把这样的时间分别出来，主啊，吸引我们来到你的脚前，读经、祷告、敬拜、赞美。哦，也将一整天你的同在都赏赐给我们。谢谢主，主啊，我们爱你。主啊，你来吸引我们，我们就快跑跟随你。主啊，谢谢你，愿这样的信息能够进入我们的生活中。谢谢耶稣，这样祷告是奉你宝贵的名，阿们。
Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Jesus is here.
耶稣在这里。
He's waiting to see if you will be his friend.
他在等着看你是否愿意做他的朋友。
是的，主耶稣，我们愿意成为你的朋友。主啊，我们愿意成为你的朋友。主啊，你也渴慕我们成为你的朋友。亲爱的圣灵，你现在就更多的来在我，用你的爱来吸引我们的心。主啊，让我们跟你有一个约定。我们愿意成为你的朋友。主啊，你在我们的里面更多的对我们的心说话，更多的启示，圣灵每一天都要来充满我们，使我们知道你是如何安慰我们、带领我们、引导我们、纠正我们。主，你不仅是我们最好的老师，你也是我们最好的朋友。你知道我们内心的需要，你知道我们所处的这个环境一切，还有正在经历的这些试炼，还有遇见每一天遇见的试探。主啊，你在我们里面，主啊，求你常常的来提醒我们的心。常常来提醒我们的心，谢谢主，主啊，你多么盼望我们成为你的朋友，主啊，你来带我们建立这个友情，与你之间的密友之情，与你之间的爱情，主，我们也将我们的心献给你。耶稣，我们爱你。主耶稣，我们愿意爱你，更多的来爱你。主要在生活中能够常常的来爱你。圣灵来帮助我们。谢谢主，奉主的名祷告，阿门。
哈利路亚。主，我们赞美你，哦，神就是爱，哈利路亚。哦，主啊，不是我们先爱了你，乃是你先爱了我们；不是我们拣选你，乃是你拣选我们。哦，主啊，是的，你的爱是这么的长阔高深。虽然在创世纪的时候，我们看见亚当夏娃犯罪了，但是主啊，你并没有撇弃我们，哦，主啊，反而你赐下你的独生爱子来到这个世上，为我们的罪，哦，献上了自己，哦，哈利路亚，哦，主啊，也借着你的爱子为我们开了这一条又新又活的道路，使我们可以坦然无惧地来到你的面前。主，我们谢谢你。哦，主，这是何等的福分， 哦，主啊，只要我们一回转，我们就可以与你连接得上了。主啊，只要我们一转向你，我们就可以从你那里支取在耶稣基督里面一切的丰盛了。谢谢耶稣，谢谢神为我们所成就的这一切。主啊，是的，我们没有什么能够献上的，我们只有把我们自己献上。主，我们也说我们要天天来跟随你，天天跟随你。哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。虽然有的时候我们会软弱，但是你是赐我们力量的神，你使我们再一次刚强。哦，主啊，是你提拔我们。主，我们赞美你，谢谢耶稣，谢谢神是这么的爱我们。赞美耶稣，今天你也借由玛莎老师告诉我们，哦，你是这么的爱我们，这么愿意与我们同住。主啊，哈利路亚，我们真的是时时要来亲近你，时时的想到你，让你在我们心中居首位，让你在我们凡事上带领我们。祝我们谢谢你，祷告奉耶稣基督之名求，阿们，
阿们。哦，主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你提醒我们，让我们常常与你相连。主啊，你在我们生活中，在我们所行的一切事中，你都愿意引领我们，你与我们的生活息息相关。哦，主啊，吸引我们的心，让我们的心常常注视你，以至于我们所行的事，主啊，都在你的里面，有你的平安，有你的喜乐。哦，主啊，我们活在你的信实当中，活在你的喜乐当中，主啊，是何等的宝贵。哦，主，我们谢谢你，谢谢你这样的愿与我们在一起。哦，主，也求你帮助我们，让我们的心也要常常转向你，常常的来注视你。哦，主啊，凡是遇到我们的时候，愿我们的心是注视你的。哦，愿我们行在你的旨意当中。哦，主啊，使我们能够得福乐。哦，主啊，谢谢你，愿你保守我们的心。主啊，我们也能够来常常的回到你的面前。哦，主啊，愿你来吸引我们，我们就快跑的跟随你。谢谢主，谢谢主，奉耶稣的名，阿们。
Jesus is here in the most mighty way.
主耶稣大能的在这里与我们同在。
There's a very heavy presence of the Lord because he sees there are souls among us that truly desire to be his friend.
他的同在是这样的厚重，因为他看见在我们当中有这样的灵魂，真实的愿意成为他的朋友。
And he said, you will seek for me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
他说，你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见我。
He wants to reveal himself to each one of us today.
他渴望今天就把他自己向我们每一位来显现。
And we hear your voice, Lord, and we respond.
主，我们听见了你的声音，我们要回应你。
We want to live for you every day.
我们渴望每一天都为你而活。
We want to come closer to you.
我们要向你更加的亲近。
We want to walk with you.
我们渴望与你同行。
And talk with you.
与你交谈。
And you to call us your own.
你称我们为属你的。
We believe you, Lord, to work in us by the power of the Holy Spirit.
使我们相信你借着圣灵的大能在我们里面继续不断的工作。
May the Holy Spirit keep drawing us.
愿圣灵继续的吸引我们。
Keep calling us.
继续的呼唤我们。
We will run after you.
我们就要快跑的跟随你。
Oh, Jesus, you're so precious.
哦，耶稣，你是何等的宝贵。
Pour out your Holy Spirit on each one.
求你倾倒你的圣灵在每一位的身上。
That we have this helper, this wonderful helper that'll keep us focused on you.
我们有这位帮助者，这位奇妙的帮助者，帮助我们把焦点专注在你身上。
In Jesus' name we ask it, Amen.
奉耶稣的名我们恳求， Amen.
If you're able, you just stay in his presence a few minutes. He's doing something in our hearts.
如果你能够继续地停留在他的同在中几分钟，他正在我们的心里做宝贵的工作。
He's doing something for eternity.
他正在做存到永世的工作。
As he sees our response to be his friend.
当他看见我们回应他，愿意做他的朋友。
Amen.
Amen.